The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Chabad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Perek Shnayim Oichzin has been graciously dedicated by Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Friedman Esquire and family, Le'ilui Nishmas, his mother, Hena Malka Aleh HaShalom, Bas Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Halevi Zatzal, Hashem Yenkoim Domov. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for her neshama.
Gemara in the Bamatzia Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. There was a shaila that revolved around the bar mitzvah bacher, a young adult who before his bar mitzvah, his uncles and aunts decided that they're going to get together and spend a little bit of extra money and buy for him, this was the first bar mitzvah boy in the family, they were going to purchase for him a beautiful chasen shas, 20 volumes, mamish, the latest shas that just came out, a gorgeous shas. This bar mitzvah bacher unfortunately did not appreciate this gesture as much as he should have. There were many other things that he had been dreaming about and that he really wanted, being the young adult and the entering the teenage stage. There were electronic items that he really had his eyes on. And before, a few weeks after his bar mitzvah, he took the shas without asking his parents, and he went to a friend, and he sold the shas at a very large discount. And he was able to cash out of the shas, and he wanted to use the money to buy other items. When his parents found out about this, obviously they were infuriated and they were very upset. And they didn't want to get back to the uncles and aunts, the patch and ponim that this boy did. He actually sold a gift that they all got together and bought him. So they went over to the lekeach, the purchaser, and the other young adult, his friend, another bar mitzvah bacher, and they wanted to invalidate the sale. They said that he had no right to sell the shas. We would never mask him. We never agreed to it. They wanted to invalidate the sale. They wanted to say that the sale was botel mevotel and give him back the money and he gets back the shas. The question is, do parents have any type of shlita over the purchases and the transactions and the chasim of their children, the bar mitzvah presents of their children that are over bar mitzvah? Another question is, you know, we know there's many, many parents who struggle, who have a very hard time coming up with the funds to actually make a bar mitzvah. They very casually inform the child that any gifts that come in, the svarim, you can keep. Any monetary gifts, any checks that come in, we're going to be taking and we're going to be paying for your bar mitzvah. Some people tell it to them before they get the gifts. Other parents inform the children of this minhag after they accept the gift. So the question is, does a parent have a right to take away a bar mitzvah gift that the bar mitzvah bacher got? Or is it an act of, basically an act of gzeilah? Is it an act of theft? Chamas, if you coerce somebody into giving you something that he doesn't want to give you, there's a problem and there's an issue. The question is, do parents have the same issue or not? The Mishnah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, says, Metzias benoyu bitei aktanim, Metzias avdoi v'shivchosei akanayim. If a katan, a minor finds a metzia, harei elu shaloi, belongs to the father, belongs to the parents. The Gemara brings down the reason in the name of Shmuel. Omar Shmuel mipnei ma omar metzias katan la'aviv. Why do we say that the metzia of a minor of a katan belongs to his father? Shebishor shemetzia meritzei etz la'aviv. The normal practice of a young child, when he finds something, he right away brings it to the father and gives it to the father. Explains the Ritva that the Mishnah holds this, according to this sheet, the Mishnah holds that the yad of a katan, the hand of a katan, does not really have the ability to actually acquire a metziah, and therefore it's only a drabbanon, it's a gezel gomer medivreim, it's a drabbanon dik exela, it's a rabbanon dik a bailus. It's only a rabbinic bailus, and therefore, since the minig is that behavior, the normal standard behavior of a child is to bring his metzias to the father. And since the whole kinyan of a child is only rabbinic, it's only drabbonon, so therefore, the chachamim are mesakein that any metzia, anything that is found by a katan, should go to the father. The Gemara in Dafid Beis Amud Beis brings down shita of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, "Omar Rabbi Yochanan le gadol gadol mamish le katan katan mamish and le gadol v'samech al shulchan aviv zehu katan katan ve'ino isamech al shulchan aviv zehu gadol." Says Rabbi Yochanan that our Mishnah is not really referring to a katan, a person, a child under bar mitzvah, as opposed to a gadol, a child over bar mitzvah, but rather the word katan is really just a code name for a person who's soymech ha-shulchan aviv. When it says katan, it doesn't mean he's a minor. He could be 15, 16 years old. When it says katan, b'nai katan means he's a small child, that means that he's still dependent on his parents for support, and his parents feed him and clothe him, and they give him everything he needs. A gadol, on the other hand, is somebody who's totally independent. Even if this child is a minor, he's 9 years old and he's already has a job, he supports himself, his parents don't support him anymore, then if he finds something, it belongs to him. However, if he's a katan, which means he's dependent on his parents support him, anything he finds belongs to his parents. The reason for this takana is, says Rashi, is because of a concept called eva. Because since the parents are supporting him totally and giving him everything that he needs, if they're going to be giving him his food and his clothing and he's going to walk down the street and find a gold watch, and because he found the gold watch, he's going to keep it for himself, and his parents are going to see this, it's going to cause a very strong hatred, so to speak. It's going to cause friction. And the parents are going to begin to resent the child. Here we give you everything off our backs. And you find a watch and you keep it for yourself. It's going to cause a resentment. And therefore the Chacham are mesakein that if you're being supported by your parents, anything you find belongs to your parents. Now the question is as follows. Something that they find, that causes eva. But what's the halacha if the child was to receive a gift? Like in our case, the child received a gift from his aunts and uncles. He received a shas. Does that also belong to the parents, or does the bar mitzvah bachar have the right to do whatever he wants with it? Our bar mitzvah bachar, even though he's a gadol, he's taka 13 years old, and the bar mitzvah gift was given after his bar mitzvah, so he's a gadol. He's able to acquire something. It really could belong to him. But we have the concept in the Gemara here that if you're a soymech ha-shulchan aviv, there's a concept of eva. Do we say the same thing by a gadol or not? Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaschil Rabbi Yochanan Omar, brings down from Rabbeinu Tam, the Farash Rabbeinu Tam, that just like in our Gemara, there's a machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. What the word, the taich, what the translation and the reference of the word katan is, and the word gadol, that Shmuel says it means gadol mamish and katan mamish, and the reason why by a katan it goes to the father is because he doesn't have a yad, according to the Mishnah, says the Ritva, because his acquisitions are only belonging to him midrabanon. Therefore the Chachamim felt the right to take it away from him because of the did of meritza etzel aviv. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, katan does not mean a katan. Katan means somebody who's somicha shulchan aviv. Says Rabbi Natam, just like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan argue b'negeya metziah, they also argue b'negeya a din in a Mishnah in Erevin and daf ayin tes amid beis. The Mishnah in Erevin says as follows. We know that in order to make an Erev chatzeros, a person must acquire a box of matzah or noyik today, or some type of meal on behalf of the entire chatzer. The entire mavui. Who can be zoiche in this eruv? Says the Mishnah that a father who has an eruv and he has to give it to somebody else to acquire on behalf of the entire chatzah, thereby validating the eruv chatzeres. Says the Mishnah in Erevin, Umezaka Lohem Ayde Benoi Ubitoi Hagadoilim. The only people in the family, if a person is, it's late on Yom Tov, and he can't find anybody to give this, it's Erev Yom Tov, he can't find anybody to give this box of matzah to acquire on behalf of the chatzar. And the only people there are his children. Says the Mishnah, you could give it to a gadol, you can give it to a older child, but you cannot give it to a katan, a minor. Says Rabbi Natan, that just like we have this machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan here in our Mishnah, and Daf Yud Beis in Bava Metzia, the same exact machlekes would pertain to the Mishnah in Erev and Daf Ayin Tes ben Igeya, Eruv Chatzeres. And therefore, since Rabbi Yochanan says over here that if a gadol who soimech ha-shulchan aviv, older child who's 15 years old, who's still dependent on his parents, his mitzvah belongs to the parents. Likewise, the father cannot give to this son the matzah to acquire on behalf of the Eruv, because a person cannot give a gift to such a child. A child who's soymech ha-shulchan aviv cannot acquire a gift, just like he cannot acquire a mitzvah. Ask the Achreinim, the Beis Ara and Bereisham, what's the Pshat Rabbeinu Tam? We know that the whole reason why you cannot acquire a gift, why a Metziah goes to the father is because of the concept of Eva. But if a person is giving him a gift, there may not be a concept of Eva. And so says the Ramban Mefurish. The Ramban in Erevin and over here explain that when a child receives a gift from somebody else, there is no problem of Eva. Eva is only if he's going to find a Metziah, but if he gets a gift, that's not going to cause hatred. And for sure, in our case in Erevin, where the father himself is giving the gift, how can Rabbeinu Tam say that the father cannot give his son a gift because he's son of HaShulchan Aviv and there's a problem with Eva? The father himself is giving the gift. So how can Rabbeinu Tam say that the machloikis over here between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan also applies in regards to the Gemara and Erevin? Explains the Beis Aharon that there's a fundamental difference between the way Rabbeinu Tam learns this takana of son of HaShulchan Aviv and the other Rishayim. The Nemukei Yosef, the Ramban, other Rishonim explain Samech HaShulchan Aviv that that's only pertinent to Metziah. Some Rishonim say, add in that by a Matana also there's a concept of Eva, but most Rishonim are of the opinion that if a person, if the father himself gives the gift, then of course the son who's a Godel, who has a hand, can, yes, be Zeche in the gift. Says the Beis Aharon that Rabbeinu Tam learned that because of the concept of Eva, the Chachamim took away the son's ability to acquire anything. So you're right. There are certain cases where there's no Eva, where it will not cause hatred. For example, when the father himself is giving the gift. But the Chachamim did not just say that the son acquires this chayfetz and he has to turn it over to the father because of the concept of Eva. He really has a yad. He has the ability to acquire, but he has to turn it over because of Eva. Because if that would be the case, then if the father himself would give the gift, there would be no problem of Eva. Says the Beis Aharon that the Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam is that the Chachamim felt that because of a concept of Eva, they took away the entire ability for the son to acquire anything. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, in our case, the son does not have ability to acquire. This Shas, although it was given to him as a gift, but the Shas really still belongs to the parents, and since he went ahead and he sold this Chayfetz, he did not have any right to do it, and therefore, the parents would be able to invalidate the sale. However, most Rishonim, the Ramban, the Nemukei Yosef, and many other Rishonim are of the opinion that this din of Shmuel, let's say that a ben asanach ha-shulchan aviv, the Metziah belongs to the father because of Eva, is only in a case where there is actually Eva. And therefore, if the father himself were to give the gift, of course there would be no Eva. If somebody else gives a gift, there's a machlekes rishonim. Some say there is eva, and some say there is no eva. How do we paskin? So it comes out as a machlekes rishonim. Now, b'negei psak halacha, we open up l'choshen mishpat, simin rishayin, seif beis, and the mechaber brings down, metzias b'noi yubitei asmuchan al shulchanoi. If there's a child who's samach al shulchanoi, even if the gdoilim, you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that loy gadol gadol mamish, loy koton koton mamish, but anybody who's dependent on the father has to turn over the metzias to his parents. Says the mechaber, if there's a son of any age that's not samach hashulchanai, he's able to keep his own metzias. The Rama adds, "V'im nosnoi matana lekotan." If somebody gives a present to a kotan, a samach hashulchan aviv, harei he shall aviv. It belongs to the father. Avaloi b'mnoi hagadol. If one gives a present to a kotan. A katan, a real katan, a minor, who is dependent on his father, then it goes to the father. But if he gives a present to a gadol, like in our case, in the case of the bar mitzvah bacher, he gives a present to the bnoi ha-gadol, the bnoi ha-gadol would be able to keep it, even if he is saimech ha-shulchan aviv, which means he does not paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, but rather he paskins like the shitas that hold that the only time there is an issue is when there is Eva. Asks the Vilna Goyim, if that's the case, that the only time there's an issue, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that the whole din of Metziah Le'aviv is because of Eva. And when somebody gives a gift, there is no Eva. Asks the Vilna Goyim, if so, why does the Ramah differentiate between a Gadol or a Katan? We know that Rabbi Yochanan holds there's no difference. If there's a concept of Eva, then it goes to the father. If there's no concept of Eva, it goes to the son. And even a Bnei HaKaton can acquire, because here we're talking about a case of Das Acheres Maknoisei, when the aunts and uncles gave this gift to the son, even though he's a Katon, even if they gave it before the Bar Mitzvah, a week before, then in anticipation of the big day, they delivered this big Shas, so the Nesina was given before the Bar Mitzvah, but there's a concept of Das Acheres Makne. So there's no problem of the fact that he's a katan, he's a minor, he can't acquire, because when somebody else gives a gift, even a katan can acquire. So asks all the achronim, why does the Ramah differentiate between a katan and a gadol? L'chari, the whole difference would be only if he's a samech al shulchan aviv, or if he's not a samech al shulchan aviv. Why does the Ramah say that if it's given a week before the bar mitzvah, He has to give it to his parents, but it's given a week after the bar mitzvah, he's able to keep it for himself. Says the Sma. The reason why you give it to the gadol that he's able to keep it, because the ikal amema noisin hikpid liyo is dafka shalaben. The noisin, the one who gave the present, wanted it to be for the son. And therefore we say that he's able to keep it because there's no eva, because since we're talking about a present. If you were to give it to the Bnei Katan, to the son, who was a minor, the Mistama Eina Meshumer B'Yadoi, if it's something, he gave him an expensive item that we know for sure he's not going to be able to watch it, he's too young. So Zulas Das Aviv HaShomer, V'Nosan LeKatan Adai Davua, in that case we say that for sure we're giving it to the father, which means in other words as follows. You're right, since it's Samech HaShulchan Aviv, by Metzia, it would belong to the father. But by Matana, we know there's no concept of Eva. But there's another problem. The other problem is that a Katan does not have the ability to acquire an item. He doesn't have a Yad. For that, the Vilna Goyen enlightened us that there's no problem with that because there's a din of Das Acheres Makna Isai. Since somebody else is giving the gift, even a minor can acquire the gift. And therefore, if there's no Eva, like if it's a present, there's no Eva, there's no problem of resentment. So the minor and the Gadol can both acquire it on their own, for themselves. But says the Sma, and he explains the Ramah, that if I'm giving a gift to a child, and it's an expensive gift, and I know that the only way this child is going to be able to watch it is because his father's going to kick in and help him watch his chayfetz, so in that case, there's no das acheres. There's no das acheres maknet. I'm not giving it to the son. I'm giving it to the father because I'm relying on the fact that the father's going to watch it. And therefore, says the Ramo, that if I give a gift to a person before his bar mitzvah, it belongs to the father in the case when there's no eva because it's a gift. But if I give the same shas to the son a week after his bar mitzvah, then he would be able to keep it himself. And if he sold it, then that money belongs to him and he can buy himself an iPod or any other electrical item that he wants. And he obviously has to deal with the issues of kibbut ava'im and listening to his parents. However, in regards to the acquisition and the ownership of this item, if a person receives a gift after his bar mitzvah, we paskin that he's allowed to keep it. The only question would be, which l'chayr would be a difference, is the two exceptions to this rule. First of all, if a person gives a little tchotchke, a little game or toy or a candy or something of the sorts to a little child, so then you would not have the smaz chidush, because there, of course, you're not giving it to the father, you're giving it to the son. You're giving it to the little child because you're not worried that it's going to get lost. And there you would have a din of das acheres makna. And because there's no eva, if a person gives a present to a child, the child owns it and the father is not really allowed to take away this gift, because the gift belongs to the child, even if it's a small child. Me'idach gisa, if there's another exception on the other end of the spectrum, if a person were to give the gift to the father himself, and the father would become a muchzik on this gift, it's very possible that the father would be able to say, Kimli, I hold like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that holds that a son does not have a yad, and that all his gifts also have to come to me because of Eva, like we explained from the Beis Aaron. So in summation, what comes out is as follows. Al pi pashtus, if a person gives an envelope with a check made out to the bar mitzvah bacher, the present belongs to the bar mitzvah bacher, and the father is not allowed to take it away, he might want to say that if you don't give it to me, I'm going to stop supporting you. I'm not sure if that's halachically acceptable, because maybe a din of chamas, you're extracting something, you're threatening, you're blackmailing your son to give you a present which might have its own issues, might be an isra of loisachmoid, etc. But technically, if I give a present to a boy over bar mitzvah, the boy is allowed to keep the present, it's his, he can do whatever he wants with it, if he can get around and do it in a way that is not a steer to the mitzvah of kibbut ava'im. If a person gives a present to the father himself, and the father takes possession, the father has the right to say, Kimli, I hold, like Rabbeinu Tam, and the other shitas that say that I'm allowed to keep, that the father is allowed to keep the gift because of a concept of Eva. Because Eva takes away the son's ability to acquire something. If a person gives a gift to a bar mitzvah bachar a week before his bar mitzvah, according to the Sman, that's how we paskin, it would not belong to the son, and in that case, he would not be able to sell it, it would belong to the father. And even 2 weeks later, he would not be able to sell it, because right away, it belongs to the father, and he does not have possession of it. And if a person gives a little candy to a little child, that candy, taka, belongs to the little child, even though he's a child that can't acquire, but through the concept of das acheres makna oisoi, he's able to acquire, and because it's something that's very small and insignificant and does not need a high, elevated level of shmira, so the katan, the person, al yidei das acheres, is giving this gift to the little child, and the little child is allowed to keep the gift. So if you have a present, and you want this gift to belong to the bar mitzvah bacher, it's suggested to wait till after the bar mitzvah, give it to him after his bar mitzvah, and write his name on it, and give it to him himself and not to his father. If you want to give it dafka to the father, I would give it a week before the bar mitzvah and give it to the father's hand. And there the father would have the right to keep it. And, you know, obviously there are some cases where it's umdun de muchach that it belongs to the father, which is if the grandmother wants to help out with the cost and he gives a check to the father, that obviously belongs to the father. So in our case, basically the bottom line is it would depend if the present came before or after the bar mitzvah, and if it came after the bar mitzvah and he sold it, the sale is valid and the parents cannot take away this gift, and the money belongs to the bar mitzvah bacher. La'asos boy hatoiv be'enov.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.